This is the Diary of an Apartment Investor podcast, and I'm your host, Brian Briscoe. Now, this podcast is designed for the aspiring apartment investor and literally gives them the opportunity to ask the questions that will help them get to the next level. So if you're an aspiring apartment investor, this podcast is for you. Now, this podcast is brought to you by the Tribe of Titans Multifamily Educational Community. It's your one-stop shop for learning how to succeed at apartment investing. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Diary of an Apartment Investor podcast. I'm your host, Brian Briscoe, and this is a multifamily brief episode. So how's it going, everybody? So today is Tuesday, June 20th. And I mean, this episode will be released on Wednesday. So, you know, just a day ahead. But anyway, I spent most of the day yesterday, you know, with my business coach, which is always a fun time. Huge fan of coaching. I think, you know, when I look at where my trajectory is hockey sticked, it usually starts with hiring a coach of some sort. But, you know, when we talk about multifamily, I think a lot of the education, you know, focuses on first deal. And that tends to be the hardest thing. It also tends to be the place where people are willing to spend the most money is getting that first deal, because there's a big barrier to entry there, you know? And so I did coaching, you know, 2018. So it's been almost 5 years since I signed up. It was later in the year. So almost 5 years since I signed up and, you know, did a year's worth of coaching and ended up doing fairly well, you know, bought a couple of properties. And, you know, the next year we just kept on doing the same thing, bought some more. But there came a point in time where we hit a ceiling. And I think that's something that really happens a lot. That doesn't matter what you're doing, you're going to hit that ceiling, you know. And one thing that we were discussing, you know, yesterday is, you know, how to get through the ceiling, you know, first of all. But after we get the first deal, you know, a lot of what you need to do to start scaling is documenting what you are doing and how you do it. There are certain things. Now, to get your first property, I assume that you're probably going to look at, you know, 50 to 100 different properties. You're going to be underwriting them. You're going to be looking at different things. You know, you don't have to document every piece of it, but there are certain things that you need to have, you know, in writing, and you have to make sure that you follow those things every time. You know, have your systems set up. And if you have the system set up, you're on the road to scaling, you know, and here's why. Sometime in the future, you know, if you're scaling, you're bringing on more properties, you're going to hire somebody. All right. If you have your system set up, it's really easy to say, this is how we do things. All right. This is our way of conducting business. Here you go. All right. And you teach them the system that you use. So when you're bringing on new personnel, that system is huge, just because it's like, here it is. This is your job description. This is exactly how you're going to do things. And I'm going to walk you through the process or the steps to do all of this stuff. All right. Now, something else about the systems is it's good to have these systems and, you know, make sure the people to the left and to the right of you know what you're doing and how you're doing it. All right. Because it's a team sport. You know, it's like, you know, running an offensive play on football, your offensive linemen are each going to have certain assignments and they need to know what's going on to the left and right of them. Part of the system that you bring up is you're going to share it with your counterparts. This is how we do X. This is how we do Y. And this is how the things are interrelated. Okay. And so there's not a guessing game between, you know, you and your partners or you and people you bring onto the team about, you know, who's doing what when, because it's all, you know, written down, documented. And, you know, the hard part is to make sure that it's followed, that everybody follows their own system. Something else that that we did yesterday, and I'm super excited for this, is we relooked at our targets. You know, we have a 10-year target, which instead of a 10-year target, we chose the end of the decade, you know, December 31st, 2030. But, you know, we have some rather large goals. You know, I want to have 10,000 units by then. You know, I'm at 1144 as of last week. 6 years to buy 9,000 units. All right, I can do that. But you're starting to break these things down into, you know, what's our goal by the end of 25, which is, you know, I think 2.5 years, you know, so we have our 3-year target, which we set, you know, 3 to 6 months ago. So end of 2025, we have our 1-year target that we need to hit to be able to get to our 3-year target. And, you know, once again, go back and set our quarterly goals. You know, so we walked away from there with, you know, a lot of quarterly goals, and we know exactly what we need to be doing. And, you know, one of our quarterly goals, incidentally, was to come up to make sure everything that we do is documented, you know, make sure that we have our playbook or, you know, our way of doing things, and that each role has its own document. So anyway, once again, love the idea of coaching, and the business we're building right now is going to be around for a long time. It's going to do a lot of really, really good things. And right now we're setting a foundation up. And I think looking into multifamily investing, you know, most people don't just want to do one deal. And I think if there's any weakness in the coaching system, once again, it's most people, most of the coaches are focused around one deal. Here's how you find your first deal. But the reality is, you know, one apartment complex is not going to make anybody financially free, right? I mean, it's just not going to happen. But, you know, unless somehow you can figure out how to own the whole thing yourself without, you know, putting a ton of money into it. But yeah, one apartment complex is not going to make anybody financially free. To get to that point, you know, you're going to have to string together several apartment complexes and, you know, be able to manage the complexes, be able to manage the investors, be able to, you know, put everything together. And that's what I think a lot of the, like I said, a lot of the coaching programs fall short, is they don't talk about that. They don't talk about how to stack things. They don't talk about systems and systemizing your processes and coming up with your playbook. And this is how we do things every single time. This is the streamlined capital way of doing business, or this is the insert your company's name's way of doing business. The foundation, you know, doesn't ever really get set up. And I think consequently, you know, a lot of people get a lot of immediate success and fizzle. And honestly, that happened to me as well. Got a lot of immediate success and got to the point to where, you know, we, like I said, we hit the ceiling, and it was hard to break through the ceiling. So anyway, I think I've talked a lot in the past about that experience, but, you know, right now we're setting up the foundation for Streamline Capital Group. You know, made a really good hire for my acquisitions director with Schuyler Shoemaker. If you haven't connected with him, you know, reach out to him on LinkedIn and connect. And, you know, we should have our second hire, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. Narrow the field down to, you know, 5-ish. And by the end of the week, we'll have it narrowed down to 2. And hopefully late next week, we'll make an offer out. But yeah, we're growing. And once again, and most importantly, we're trying to do it by setting the foundation first, you know, making sure that the foundation can hold the structure that we're going to build on top of it. Anyway, that's it for today. Hope you guys have a great rest of the week, and stay tuned, because Friday we're going to put out another great Ask the Expert episode. So enjoy that, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to the Diary of an Apartment Investor podcast by the Tribe of Titans. If you're still listening, you obviously liked it. So go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, leave a 5-star rating and review if you haven't already, and then make sure to check out our YouTube channel, which incidentally has a ton of video content that you'll also enjoy and learn from. Now, if you're interested in being on this show, go to our website, diaryofanapartmentinvestor.com, and fill out the questionnaire on the website. And for more educational content and for more information about our educational community, check us out at thetribeoftitans.info.